This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Save $20 plus get free shipping on the Gen 40 Heater now at EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEHEATER. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We want to be sure that what we send is not birdable or bird bath or privilege scrub. They're the two we're getting good responses. There's no bad answer.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Biden's historic bipartisan infrastructure deal will now become the law of the land.
And I'm trickled out.
This is a confusing time. Confusing time.
Now for the bad news.
He's here! He's here, everybody!
Your captain, Howie Carr.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Federal court freezes Biden rule for companies. That's the OSHA rule. That was done by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. There'll be many more cases along these lines. We'll see how it all plays out. And they're talking about losing another 37% of the trucker workforce. But they're also saying that I've also read reports that they're going to find some way to exempt truckers from the vaccine mandates, even if they work for companies with more than 100 employees. I don't know what the status is. It seems like it's up in the air, kind of like the postal workers, right? All right. 844-500-4242. We could just play nothing but incoherent sound cuts from, not from just local leaders, national leaders, for the entire rest of the hour. We'll do other things, but there's just so much nutty stuff out there. People want us to play some more of these Nancy Pelosi cuts, and we'll get to them. But I want to give you one you may not have heard yet. This was Kamala Harris. I don't know when this was, probably late last week. She was at some kind of NASA thing, and she's just sitting off to the side the way she often does, and she's got her legs crossed. She's in a pantsuit, and she's wearing some stupid mask. And she's talking, and NASA is talking about something or other, the administrator or whoever. And she has to, you know, everything has to be about equity now with the Democrats. So listen to this question that she throws out there. This is the Vice President of the United States, one heartbeat away, 125th Amendment away, cut 24.
Can you measure change? Part of that data that you're referring to, and it's in EJ's environmental justice, but you can also track by race their averages in terms of the number of trees in the neighborhood where people live.
You can track the number of trees by race in the neighborhood? Okay. I used to have a red maple in my yard. Was that like the fake Indian, the red maple?
How dare you?
I don't know. I'm just saying that she's talking about tracking trees by race. What am I supposed to think?
I've got a Japanese maple.
Okay. All right. Then we have New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. I mean, and again, this is the guy, he should never have won. Who knows what the real vote count was in New Jersey after they double counted in Hudson and they had all the more problems in Patterson, hotbed of not only Bob Dylan songs, but of recent voter fraud in municipal Democrat primaries just last year. But this is Phil Murphy, and, you know, he was recorded by Project Veritas, or his aides were, saying that he couldn't talk about a vaccine passport or mask mandates until he was reelected because otherwise he'd lose. So now he has been reelected, sort of, or reselected, And so he goes on with Chuck Todd, another Democrat operative on Meet the Press, to discuss now that he's got four more years to oppress the people of the Garden State, what he's going to do next. Cut 19.
Listen, there's mandate fatigue everywhere, including with yours truly, so let there be no doubt about that. At the moment, no, but my hope is particularly with our kids under the age of 12 that now being able to get the vaccine, that we will at some day, sooner than later, be able to lift the mask mandate that we have in schools. That is my fervent hope. We're not there yet, but please God, we can get there sooner than later. We got to get there safely, responsibly, but I believe we can get there, and I hope it's sooner than later.
Raise your hand if you believe he ever wants to get rid of the mask mandate for anybody, anywhere. No. 619 said, didn't Phil Murphy once say on Tucker's show that understanding the Constitution was above his pay grade? Yes, he did. That's exactly what he said. He asked him, I think, about the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment, you know, search and seizure, all that kind of thing, reasonable doubt, all those early amendments to the Bill of Rights. And he said it was above his pay grade, which, you know what, I guess it was. 844-500-4242. Let's see. I'm looking here for a couple more cuts before we move on here. Just wanted to talk a little bit more about the case with Durham, and this thing is just getting nastier and nastier. They knew apparently as early as the FBI knew as early as June of 2017 that the Steele dossier was total nonsense. Yet 2 weeks after they interviewed this guy Danchenko, this drunken Russian, who was getting all of his information or having it made up for him by a Massachusetts hack by the name of Charles Dolan, who was on the advisory board of the political science department at UMass Amherst and remains there despite the scandal. They knew that he was lying, and yet they still used his information to seek a fourth warrant to go after Carter Page. And as late as 2018, they were saying that the Steele report was the Steele dossier, so-called, was really turning out to be pretty much true, even though they knew there was barely a scintilla of evidence of truth in it. And the only things that he had, that Steele had, or even the, you know, hacks like Dolan were passing on to him, was stuff that they had read in newspapers. It was all BS. There was no intelligence. There was no reporting. There was just drunken chatter among these hacks. This was first to last a dirty trick by the Hillary Clinton campaign, and the media were its gullible promoters. This is from lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. The Russian, this is Igor Danchenko, the most recent guy who's been indicted, hid the extent that he was working with a Democrat public relation executive with ties to Hillary Clinton. This is Dolan, who gave $3,000 to Kerry, who gave $3,000 to Markey, who gave $500 to Joe Early, who they ran like rats because he's from Worcester. He's an idiot from Worcester. Press reports have identified the executive as Charles Dolan, a Clinton associate who described his mentor in politics as Congressman Joe Early, a real intellectual whose intellect lit up the world like a 3-watt bulb. The indictment suggests Mr. Dolan was behind several of the salacious and derogatory claims about Mr. Trump that Mr. Danchenko fed to Mr. Steele, including the Pete dossier. The purpose was to present the FBI with oppo research masquerading as intelligence, and it worked. Hillary lost the election, but Russiagate sabotaged an incoming president with relentless media assaults and a special counsel investigation. The country spent years obsessing over the Trump conspiracy that didn't exist, rather than the Clinton conspiracy that did. One question is why the country is only now learning these facts. The Durham indictments treat the FBI as the duped party, but the record shows that former FBI Director James Comey and his clownish investigators knew from the summer of 2016 that the Clinton campaign fingerprints were all over the dossier. But they did nothing to blow the whistle, not to tell the public or Congress everything they had learned about the origins of the Russian collusion hoax. Again, this is the Wall Street Journal. The Durham prosecutions also speak poorly of former special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller's job was to learn the facts about the collusion allegations, and he had access to everything that the FBI had learned. And again, they knew it was that this was a fake dossier, at least probably earlier, but at the latest in June of 2017. Yet the Mueller team, led by Democrat hitman Andrew Weissman, never told the public the Clinton side of the story. The media has a lot to answer for. In its conformist disdain for Mr. Trump, the Washington Press Corps, with rare exceptions, pursued the Russian collusion story with partisan blinders. They gave each other Pulitzer Prizes for stories that in retrospect amounted to nothing, or even worse, misinformation. Anyone who raised doubts about this narrative, even as the facts mounted against it, was deemed a Trump enabler. The Washington Post this week offered a first sign of media self-reflection, noting deep in the story that the Durham indictments, quote, cast new uncertainty on some past reporting on the dossier by news organizations, unquote, including its own. Yes, they do. So this is Rachel Maddow. She's one of the most guilty parties of all in so many ways. But she was talking in 2017 about how the Russians were going to be able to control Trump because they probably had this dossier, which again, the dossier was either invented by Danchenko or this hack from UMass and Joe Early acolyte named Charles D. Dolan. Cut 14.
And here's the question. Is the new president going to take those troops out? After all the speculation, after all the worry, we are actually about to find out if Russia maybe has something on the new president. We're about to find out if the new president of our country is going to do what Russia wants once he's commander-in-chief of the U.S. military starting noon on Friday. What is he going to do with those deployments? Watch this space. Seriously.
Seriously, you should be fired for saying that in retrospect. I mean, he was a lot tougher on the Russians than he was than your heroes, Obama or Clinton or certainly Biden. He stopped them from building that Nord Stream pipeline. He stopped them from finishing it. And his troops in Syria killed hundreds of Russian mercenaries. They provided arms to Ukraine to fight off the Russian advances. All Obama sent Ukraine was blankets to fight the Russians. And of course, Clinton took hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Russians for a quote unquote speech. Right. And I don't know that she knows all this. She's not exactly the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree either. But you know, she's just a partisan hack. She didn't try to find out anything. She just took her marching orders from the DNC. Maddow may have been wrong about Russiagate, but she was right about Trump's taxes. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no, right. Remember that? Trump did not pay taxes on the, and we have received the exclusive evidence that he didn't pay taxes on $20 million back in the 1990s. It was in the intro for one of his books. He had written it in one of his books, the exact things that she was reporting on, like it was a big scoop. Acolyte or hackolite? Hackolite, you're right about that. Well, I'm back from Florida, but before I went down to Florida about 5 weeks ago, I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire who'd been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among many other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When they need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to everything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to just off the main drag and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after videos. Grace is getting married soon, and she made sure that she went to Perfect Smiles before the ceremonies and before the pictures they take that last you a lifetime. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. Again, plenty of free parking, easy to get to. If you've been putting off getting your mouth back in working order for 20 months now, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful and likely the more expensive it's going to be. Perfect Smiles is the way to go. Dr. Houghton is the best dentist you'll ever run into. The new protocols have made it a more pleasant experience to visit the dentist. There's just no reason not to go. Get your mouth back in working order for the holidays. Visit their site today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Shopping for holiday gifts, you can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and three new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its very best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie. I should I'm used to reading the spot. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose side are you on, Aaron Rodgers or everyone else's?
I'm on Aaron Rodgers' side.
86% say Aaron Rodgers' side.
It's been a bad weekend for Texas rappers. You know about that horrible situation in Houston, Texas. 8 people dead. They stampeding at the rap concert and all that.
That's a weird story.
It is. It's a very weird story.
Reports of people getting injected with needles.
Yeah. I don't get it. But there's another one, too. This would normally be the lead rapper story. Try not to let this one destroy your faith in the integrity of the Texas hip-hop community. Texas rapper Yella Beezy was arrested outside Dallas on weapon and sexual assault charges. The That's On Me recording actor-artist was nabbed Thursday in Plano on charges of abandoning or endangering a child. Wait a second, if he were an illegal alien, it'd be up for $450,000. Now he's under arrest. The 30-year-old, whose real name is Marquise Dondre Conway, also had an outstanding warrant for a sexual assault charge. Well, a lot of the illegal aliens do, too, and it doesn't stop them from getting their $400,000. He posted $57,500 bond. Friday. He was also arrested in February after police allegedly found 5 guns in his SUV and in August for weapons and drugs, the report said. It's lucky he wasn't charged with impersonating an illegal alien. But again, you know he's not an illegal alien because he had to come up with $57,500. If he were an illegal alien, they'd let him go with $450,000 cash, plus they probably tickets to the nearest welfare office and a new cell phone. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, Joe Biden talking about is always concerned for children. The money should go to them for some kind of reparation. What about the rape trees at the border? Howie, what about in Boston? We had the Boston Marathon bombing. Think of this. Right now they're investigating mothers for going to school board meetings. They sent 15 FBI, the FBI agents investigating moms. 15 FBI agents investigated the race car driver with the news story.
Bubba Wallace, now, yeah.
But, yeah, and the state troopers are losing their jobs because they refuse the vax. But if the Boston Marathon bombers were here today, let's say they waited till right now to do their deed, and they were still living on government assistance, they would still be getting money and not have to worry about getting the vax.
I know. American citizens have to get the vaccination if they work. Illegal aliens who don't work and have no intention of working and came into the country illegally don't have to get the vaccine. They get $450,000. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Turtle Boy took out a Republican spokeswoman in Charlie Parker's administration. I mean, didn't take her out in a dating sense. Just he exposed her. She has a social.
She exposed herself.
She exposed herself on a social media site. Let me just leave it at that. It's pretty amazing that that she would. And again, she works for a department that's been kind of scandal ridden, shall we say, in the past, and now it's going to be back in the news. Back in the headlines. So you can go to TB Daily News and check it out. I won't say anything more. The pictures kind of speak for themselves. So you can, see what she has to offer in the Ways and Means Department, shall we say. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
You know, Howie, first off, I was listening to that whole Aaron Rodgers interview. And if you will listen to the whole thing, because Saturday I was doing some stuff. I didn't listen to the whole interview. He's very intelligent.
I agree.
His arguments. It was just spot. But you know what? People don't listen to the exact, what he said. If all you have is people's opinions of what, he's a fruitcake. But no, he was succinct. He has points. And, especially the whole one with, people who are vaccinated are more likely to get the disease, and whereas the people who have natural immunity do not. So, it's not even worth arguing. But Howie, I have to point something out to you. I'm sure you're going to love this. So Frank Zappa, I know you're a big fan. So on the Joe's Garage album, there's the narrator is the central scrutinizer, and he whispers. I'm surprised you haven't caught on to that yet.
Yeah.
You've never heard it. So on the Joe's Garage album, the central scrutinizer, he whispers. It's Frank Zappa whispering, and it sounds like Creepy Joe when he does the whisper. You're going to listen to the Joe's Garage. You're going to die laughing.
What song is it? Do you remember?
Catholic Girls.
Catholic. Why did I ask you that, Johnny? Okay, thanks for the call. We'll check it out tomorrow and see what we can find. 844-500-4242. Okay, Joe Biden had another appearance today. He was with the NBA champions, the Milwaukee Bucks. You probably didn't even know they won the championship. You thought they won the last championship when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there. Well, they came back. This is the first time that any NBA team has been to the White House since, you know how long it's been. As long as Trump was there, they weren't going. And in 2020, I guess, the previous year, they couldn't go because of COVID. That was the Lakers. And before that, it was the Golden State Warriors, et cetera, et cetera. So this is Biden, but he has no clue, again, what he's talking about. And he particularly had trouble with the MVP. It's the tall guy, the center. He's got a Nigerian name. He was raised in Greece, but his parents are Nigerian. His name is Giannis. And I don't know how to pronounce his name because I don't watch the NBA. Antetokounmpo. But then again, I wasn't introducing him today and talking about him and reading from the teleprompter about him. But we got a few cuts here from Dementia Joe. So he begins. He's kind of lost, as you well know. Here's a cut 27.
Congratulations to the staff and to the fans and to everyone here to celebrate, including the second gentleman, Doug. Where are you, Doug? There's a man, he's a basketball fan. He's a second gentleman. He's a first-rate lawyer, and now he's a second gentleman. And I don't know where he has more power.
How many times did he call him the second gentleman? Is that Kamala's keeper? I guess it is. Where's Doug? The second gentleman. Okay. So here he's going to start talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. But he has a real problem with the MVP's name. Cut 28.
Most of all, congratulations to all the players. Now, I know you've got final, you got in the finals, the MVP player here.
The MVP player here. What's his name? Cut 29.
And he won two state championships there. So he's used to this championship. And then he started at Villanova.
He's used to the championship. Cut 30.
Thousands of fans celebrating in the Deer District of and the Herb Cole way.
Celebrating? What does that mean? Celebrating in the Deer District? The Deer? What does that mean, the Deer District? I'm not from the great cheese state of Wisconsin, so maybe that means something, and I don't know what it means. Okay, now, the original superstar of the Milwaukee Bucks was a guy by the name of Lou Alcindor when he played for UCLA, and then, of course, he changed his name when he became a Muslim and became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Most people can pronounce Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because he's been around for all of our lives. Cut 31.
To win the Bucks' first championship in 50 years since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robinson won it for the Bucks. And the worst part is, I remember them both.
I believe his name was Oscar Robertson, not Oscar Robinson. But he remembers them both. He can't remember either of their names, but he kind of vaguely remembers them. Let me hear if he says Robinson. I'm pretty sure he says Robinson. Let me hear it again.
To win the Bucks' first championship in 50 years since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robinson won it for the Bucks. And the worst part is, I remember them both.
Oscar Robinson. Okay. Let's just go to... Cut 33.
When I first went to Beijing to meet with Xi Jinping, he put me on a basketball court. I'm not like these guys. I can play a little bit. But put me on a basketball court. And I'm thinking to myself, everywhere in the world I go, as I travel the world, basketball.
What the hell is he talking about?
I'm a globetrotter, don't you know?
Very good. All right. The central scrutinizer is on throughout the whole album. We'll look at that tomorrow. We'll see if we can get some stuff from Joe's Garage. Cut 34.
I think I'm supposed to introduce somebody, but I'm not sure who I'm supposed to introduce now. Joking.
And this is any different from any other day? How? Cut 35.
Thank you all for being here. And let me ask the staff, what are we supposed to do now? We doing a photograph?
We're giving you the jersey.
Give me a jersey. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, man.
Oh, okay, man. Hey. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. My blood's been boiling ever since I heard about this payments of $450,000 that the Justice Department was already negotiating with the ACLU
right
before the story broke. And so my question to you is, the United States is being sued by ACLU lawyers. The Justice Department is already negotiating settlements. Whatever happened to a trial? And if they appointed themselves as judge and jury at the Justice Department?
Well, exactly. What they're saying, their excuse is, well, we'd lose a lot of money if we went to trial. But are you telling me any jury anywhere in the United States of America is going to give illegal alien gangbangers $450,000 for invading the country? I don't think so.
And the other question I had was, how many of them are there? And two,
if you give them 450,000, John, the number will be endless. I don't know if you heard Tom Homan last hour, the former ICE boss. He said there used to be 2,500. Now it's gone up to 10,000. The number will grow exponentially. And they'll all be using the same kids. They won't fingerprint the kids. So they can use them over and over again. They won't DNA test the kids, so they'll just be passed around to whoever. I mean, a lot of them were not really the children of these people. They were just brought in as kind of shields to get across the border because that would make them a family unit. But now all of a sudden they're worth a lot of money, and they'll be used over and over again because the Democrats who'll be processing this are so corrupt that they want them to get all this money. Can you imagine this? I mean, you got to if you're a serviceman and you're killed in combat, I think the family gets $100,000. And these illegal aliens for doing something that would get you or me charged with child abuse, if we did it with our kids, we'd end up in prison for doing this. They're going to become millionaires. Amazing. Thanks for the call, John. Another John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Howie, thank you for taking my call. From what I understand, the DOJ will be in charge of it, and we'll never know how much they get or whatever. It's ridiculous. I'm almost thinking of doing that, to go over the border and come in and say, hey, I lost my kid, and get $450,000.
There's a great a meme that's making its way through. Have we got that? Actually,
I've been walking for about 57 days and 8 hours. I'm walking from Brooklyn, New York to Del Rio, Texas, where I'll then cross the Rio Grande into Mexico and then re-enter the United States as an illegal immigrant. That way I can get back on unemployment, get free housing, and so the government doesn't punish me for not being vaccinated. I've got about another 326 miles, and then I can get back to life as normal. Better start working on my accent. Wish me luck, amigo.
That's all over the place. I just got that from a friend of mine, and I've got it from a couple of friends of mine, actually, today. It's, that's what we're all thinking, isn't it?
I agree with you.
And you know, for that woman, that assistant press secretary, now that Jen Psaki has got COVID and is out of commission for a week or so, for her to answer Peter Ducey the way she did, and Peter Ducey said, well, if you're paying all this money to people who are doing the wrong thing, are you paying them anything to do the right thing? Let's have that, if we got that cut. This is probably the most memorable cut of the last month, I would say. It's just amazing because she lets the cat out of the bag. This is the way, not just the Biden administration, this is the way Democrats think now.
There is a long line to get into this country legally. Is there any kind of discussion about giving people who are coming here the right way money?
Why would we be giving people who are coming here the white ray money?
Why are you giving people who came here the right
money? I mean, but I don't understand the question. What is you're saying that we should give people just money who are coming through? I don't understand the question.
You're giving people who immigrated here illegally money.
Like I said, that's the Department of Justice. That's, you're going to have to ask them that question. Okay.
And this whole thing about it's the Department of Justice. I mean, it's not like this is, you've got a special counsel here because he's going after the president of the United States. I mean, this is a matter of public policy. The president is supposed to make the call on this kind of thing. He can tell the attorney general, I want you to fight this in court. But of course, they don't want to fight it in court. They want to give the money because it's all a way to destabilize the entire society. That's what they're about. They're not about protecting the American people. They're about protecting illegal aliens. They're about protecting criminals, drug dealers, gangbangers, MS-13 killers. That's what this is all about. Those are the people they want to protect. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Let's talk about some Americans who are separated from their loved ones and what's happening to them. This is from U.S. District Court in Boston from Friday. A Brockton woman pleaded guilty today in federal court in Boston to stealing Veterans Affairs benefits. Robin Califf, 63, pleaded guilty to one count of theft of public funds. In December 2006, 15 years ago, Califf's sister, who was receiving a monthly check from the Department of Veterans Affairs, passed away. She continued to deposit monthly benefits into a bank account held jointly by her and her sister, the alive one, Robin. She stole approximately $102,289 in VA funds. She was separated. She was separated from her sister. And they only gave her $100,000 over 11 years. And now she's going to prison. How about this one? A Texas mother collected child support for the dead son found rotting in her apartment with her three other abandoned children, according to prosecutors. They were separated, okay? They were separated. Gloria Williams is accused of leaving her three sons in a Houston apartment with the remains of their eight-year-old dead brother. Prosecutors allege Ms. Williams, 35, was also claiming government aid for two of her children, including Kendrick, who was dead. She also received additional assistance for the older daughter, who wasn't with her, for a total of around $2,000 a month in aid. Now she's not only not getting $450,000, she's being held on a $1.5 million bond in Houston. She's separate. Both of these women were separated from their loved ones, and they're being charged with crimes as opposed to these illegal aliens who are getting paid off. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Howie, did you happen to hear what Biden said? I heard it today, and he said when he threw his tantrum, he said, "Well, I don't care if they're legal or illegal.
Yeah.
If they're separated from the..." What an idiot.
Again, that woman was separated from her kid when her boyfriend beat him to death, right? I mean, why doesn't she get extra money?
Now, here's the thing.
Sure.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration...
Outrageous behavior.
You coming across the border,
enforcing the law,
legal or illegal, and you lost your child. You lost your child. It's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Diane, you deserve some compensation no matter what the circumstances. Why is this woman in Houston under arrest? Why is the woman who lost her sister and stole $100,000? Why isn't she getting some compensation? Max, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Max.
Yeah, I'm down in New Mexico visiting my daughter. I went to this sporting goods store to pick up some stuff for my grandkids. They said, "Do you have a mask?" I said, "No." "Do you have one for me?" "No." "Do you need a mask?" "So you stand right here. We'll go get your stuff for you." So I stood by the cash register. They went and did my shopping. I paid and left. What a great mask experience.
So you are satisfied with your mask experience, in other words, because I don't care if it does make it, even if it makes it easier for me, I don't like being told that I have to wear a mask because it's for no good reason, ultimately. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.